It's Jeff Peel here at the Mobile World Congress in Barcelona. I'm with Hal Steger, who's VP Marketing at Funambul. Is that the way it's pronounced?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Now, we're talking here about the cloud and the mobile cloud in particular, and you were mentioning that, Hal, that you see three main, if you like, trends happening in the mobile space. Perhaps you could outline what those are.
Sure. So the three trends that are really affecting the market are, the first is the proliferation of multiple types of mobile devices. Everyone knows about notebooks or laptops. Everyone knows about mobile phones. Now we have tablets. And so when people start getting multiple mobile devices, then it becomes much more challenging for them to synchronize their data across them. So that is a first trend. And as part of that, it's also the trend of connected devices, such as televisions, such as car systems, and so forth. And so synchronization is really the killer app when you have this world of connected devices. Another trend is the mediaization of society, which is specifically referring to how people are getting more familiar with taking photos as well as video on their mobile phones, and also enjoying their music and so forth. And so basically there is a major trend of being able to access this different type of media regardless of your different type of device. And the third trend is about open source in mobile. And everyone is familiar now with Android on the device side, but which has really legitimized open source in mobile. With respect to Funambul, we're really the largest mobile open source project on the server side. It's been downloaded 5 million times by 50,000 developers in 200 countries. And so open source in mobile is another major trend that's impacting mobile development and use.
Now, it is you hinted at in your reference to open source that perhaps there is this emerging perception of Google as being the new evil empire to replace Microsoft. Do you think that the world bifurcates into people who trust Google and perhaps people who are more comfortable with an open source type solution?
There definitely are more people comfortable with an open source solution. However, having said that, there's a lot of people who are not comfortable with having Google access or own their data. So open source does not equal Google. The real advantage of open source is that companies as well as developers can download the code. They can run their own server. In the case of cloud computing, they can have their own cloud. They don't have to rely on a Google cloud for that. And that's very appealing for a lot of people and organizations.
Okay. And your company sort of was at the vanguard, really, of the Sync ML initiative, and arose from that whole world. Having everything in one place is a big deal, isn't it? And perhaps you could explain why.
Sure. Yeah. So Funambul really started as the mobile open source project with the goal of syncing any data with any device. And as people get more types of media, more types of data, it becomes more interesting for them, more important, to simplify their lives by keeping all of their data in one place. And that's really where it makes sense to have that in the cloud. And so with Funambul, as an example, we make it very easy for companies as well as for people to keep all of their digital assets in the cloud.
Hal, thanks very much indeed.